music I've heard all year, and I haven't been able to stop listening to so many of the standout tracks littered throughout Austin, such as Chemical, Morning, Hold My Breath, Texas Tea, and Buyer Beware. In interviews, Post Malone has always come across as a superstar with a heart of gold, and he puts every ounce of that into his latest album, Austin, which is available now. I'm Evan Rook.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, and by Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of our show and of duck hunters everywhere, ducks.org. We're also brought to you by the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peatonwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll check in with Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch for another Lake Michigan fishing report. We'll hear about the third annual Clam Lake Elk Festival and learn how you can become a hunter education instructor. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has paid tens of thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes in the Milwaukee area. And Michael Hupe is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers. He's offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. So if you've got a tip on an unsolved homicide case, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, joining us this week from Wisconsin Rapids, once again, Jeff Kelm. Jeff, welcome back, and good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
How did your tournament go in South Dakota?
Well, it was warm at the very beginning, but things cooled off a little bit for us. Ended up being pretty comfortable by the final day of competition, but tough conditions for the anglers. Of course, you know, when you're in triple-digit heat, you can't even concentrate on fishing. I mean, so these guys really came in with limited practice time, scrambling for fish that were really in a late summer transition into fall, in a system that's full of fish, but they were just scattered all over the place. No concentration. You get a a bite here, a bite there, and then you cross your fingers, it's big enough. So lower weights, but Tim Sanderson and Brady Pavel, who are local to the area, they won the event, edging out the rest of the field. It was a very, very tight field for the anglers. And it did make it exciting that way. And, you know, the community of Pickstown and Lake Andes and all them out there are so good. We had a big crowd back when we had the National Walleye Tour in June. And we had a big crowd again this last weekend for the Masters Walleye Circuit. So it was cool for that reason as well. The anglers loved coming up, you know, pulling their boats up to the top of the hill and seeing the hundreds upon hundreds of people there to watch the weigh-in. It was neat.
I'll bet they enjoy that. And the local guys, when conditions are tough, not always, but they often have the edge, don't they?
Yeah, you know, we talk about that all the time, especially these traveling circuits. You just, it's hard to beat a local on their own body of water. The only thing that gets a local is that they fish memories. And they'll be like, man, I got this. You know, this was a hot spot, you know, last year at this time. And they kind of just get stuck in that at times because you just do what's familiar to you. Whereas somebody coming in, fresh pair of eyes, they figured it out on Monday and they just stayed on it all week. And so that's about the only time that you get somebody that beats a local. But and it does happen. But it was neat to see them win. They had family there, little kids come running up, big signs made for them. It was neat. Very cool.
Cool. Well, you mentioned fishing memories. I learned that tactic or that strategy from Mike McClelland many years ago on Lake Winnebago. He said, a lot of guys make the mistake of fishing memories. And I was at the World Muskie Hunt this past weekend, and that's one thing I did not do. Well, I should take that back. I fished Sweeney Lake, which is the only lake my guys caught a fish on last year. But otherwise, I fished four lakes I've never fished before, and it didn't do me any good. The conditions, we didn't have hot weather up in northern Wisconsin, but we had a couple of cold fronts come through at drizzly mornings on two of the days. I saw two fish on the deepest, clearest lake on the third day, and that was it for me. And I'm going to write it up for Wisconsin Outdoor News. A number of fish were caught. Most of them were in the 30s, a couple in the mid-40s, and a 49 that unfortunately died and earned, Greg Scriver actually earned the Dead Fish Award for that, which is something that goes to somebody who screws up. I mean, they did their best to revive the fish, but it's going to turn into a replica mount, which means it's not going to go to waste. But it was a good event. It always is. Up in Lake Tomahawk was a lot of fun.
And that 49, by the way, was that was the guide my buddy Todd Forsier by any chance?
Todd Forsier was there. He was the guide, and he explained how that whole thing went down, and I wish I had recorded it. It was quite a story.
Interesting. I did see some pictures, and I was looking for your name scrolling across those photos from the World Muskie Hunt. I just didn't see it come across.
No photo. Well, I caught two bass and two pike, or actually I caught one bass and two pike on big muskie baits, 9-inch Swim Whiz or Believer, which is a shallow diving crankbait. And one bass, it was just a few inches longer than the bait, but the guy I was with, Will Brocker, caught a very nice bass on a fat bastard topwater muskie bait. So we got fish on the muskie baits, but no muskies. That's the way it goes. Yeah, and I don't know if you've seen this, but Washburn County, there's a deer farm there that had a three-year-old doe test positive for CWD. I looked in the DNR website info on CWD. That's a new county, so that will be a county added to the no baiting or feeding list. And depending on the location of the deer farm, I haven't seen the DNR report yet, it may impact an adjacent county as well. They're getting close to where you and I hunt up in Douglas and Bayfield County, but so far not there. Well, we've got some winners for the Charlie Barron's tickets this weekend. I'll announce those later in the show. But coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh reports on Lake Michigan fishing action off Sheboygan. One more time, DNR Hunter Education Administrator Mike Weber talks about considering becoming a hunter education instructor. He puts the the pitch out there. And if you're thinking you might want to do that, better listen to this. I think he's got some good argument for why you might want to look into it. And Rob Sparhawk invites us all to attend the third annual Clam Lake Elk Festival coming up on September 23rd. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Castle Rock and Peat and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeatandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peat and Well Lakes Association.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads. Classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife World. Hey, it's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Giggle with the gibbons, jiggle with giraffes. See if you can make a hyena laugh. Flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets. Polka with penguins, what a treat. Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Labor Day weekend, you can find all the fun at the Glidden Area Community Fair with Sunday, September 3rd activities starting at 9 a.m. with the Arts, Crafts, and Flea Market, more softball at noon, get down the cornhole contest, and kids, grab your frogs for the frog jumping contest. There will be plenty of great concessions, cold beverages, face painting, a corn roast, quarter bingo, kitty rides, raffles, and at 1 p.m., it's the Mud Run. At 3 p.m., the famous sawdust dig put on by Northwoods Community Credit Union. And from 7 to 11, enjoy music by the Dweebs. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair at Marion Park in beautiful Glidden, Wisconsin.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. You probably know that elk have been reintroduced to Wisconsin, first in the Clam Lake area, and more recently in Jackson County near Black River Falls. Elk were native here, of course, but they were wiped out. Extirpated is really the technical term, in the late 1800s. Well, they're back, and up in Clam Lake, there's a festival to celebrate the elk. It's coming up on September 23rd. And joining us now to talk about the Clam Lake Elk Festival is Rob Sparhawk. Rob, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Tell us about the Elk Festival. I understand this is the third annual, right?
Yep, this is our third annual Elk Festival in Clam Lake. Everything is free to the public, and we're really proud of it. Our biologist here, Josh Owens, is going to be there at 9:30 talking about the elk herd, and we usually get quite a few people for that. And then we have lots of vendors and crafts, and we have an elk walk tour where like I take people out, and hopefully we'll see some elk, but we see where they've been rubbing off their velvet and, you know, where they've been living.
The elk rut should be starting pretty soon. I think mid-September is kind of the peak, isn't it?
Well, this morning around 2 o'clock, I had my first elk bugle back at me because it was so cold this morning. It was like 45 degrees this morning, and I got a younger one to answer me back. So they're starting already, yep.
All right. Do you go out bugling them?
Yeah, I take people out on tours, and I also go out myself these earlier weeks and see if I can find them and call them in. And at last, we have a lot of calves in Clam Lake now, which I noticed over the summer. Now they're out standing alongside the road and on some of the trails. Mom's in there. Their calves, and then the bulls are out in the middle of the clear cuts. Now that you see this tree shake, and you know what they're doing, they're rubbing off that velvet.
Yeah, now I was on an elk calf roundup, I guess you'd call it, down here in Black River Falls back in June. It was mid-June, and we found two that day, and we shot a segment that we're going to air on this year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show. That was my first experience of being that near an elk calf. I've seen elk before, but not the calves. It was really something.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be on a few of them, and over my course of searching for antlers up here in Clam Lake, I've actually found a few shed calf collars where they have outgrown them. Yeah, we didn't have an official calf search this year, I don't think, up in Clam Lake. I know that Josh and some of the people from the DNR had gone down from UWSP were out looking for them, but we didn't have the volunteer one up here. That was down in Black River Falls the last 2 years.
Uh-huh. Well, you mentioned shed antlers and finding them or looking for them. 4 or 5 years ago, I was grouse hunting up your way with Mark Nissen of Classic Bird Hunts, and he actually found a pair of elk sheds right off the trail, just off an old roadbed there. He found one. He'd shot a woodcock, and he went out. He put his hat on a tree where he found that shed, went out, picked up the woodcock, came back, and found the second shed of the pair. It's an actual matched pair. And he said in all the years he's been up there, he'd never found them before, but we were with him when he found them. It was pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah, I heard of him that he did that. I got a dog that's really good at finding them. And, you know, since we've had the official state hunt up in Clam Lake area, I have not found as many bull sheds just because there's less on the landscape. Usually I could find them in the ditch and a few places like that. I'm still finding smaller spikes, you know, once in a while a 6x6. But unlike out west where there's thousands of them, here we only have like 300 total, maybe 50 of them that drop, you know, antlers are able to find.
I'm sure it is hard to find them. And speaking of shed antlers, you're going to have a shed antler hunt for kids, aren't you?
Yeah, so it's going to be some elk sheds, mainly whitetail sheds, because it's going to be kind of like a Easter egg hunt, you know, being in the fall here. They don't shed them in the fall. They drop them off in the spring. But I'm going to put them out there in age groups and let the kids find some. And people are welcome to drop anything they have off at Clam Lake if they want to donate a shed antler or even pieces of it.
Okay, where can people drop those off?
At Clam Lake Junction, it's right on 77 in Clam Lake, anytime up until the morning of the shed hunt, which is going to be going on at 1:30. As during, like I said, at the start of the event, it opens at 8, it's all free vendors. And then at the start of the event, Josh will be talking at 9:30. I want to get that straight for everybody, 9:30 for the elk information or elk presentation. Then we go on that 2-mile walk, which is not competitive. It's just a walk where I show people where they're living in the area, and then the shed hunts after that.
Okay, and this again is on the 23rd, so it's coming up pretty soon. Everything's going to be right there at Clam Lake Junction at the gas station in Clam Lake, correct?
Yeah, yeah. The owner of Clam Lake, he took it over about 3 years ago, and he's really community-minded. He wanted to put this on, and he's busy running his restaurant and his gas station, so the job of the Elk Fest fell in my hands since I go out and look at him every single day that I can. You have to say I'm pretty lucky to live where I live. I get to see him every day, plus I have friends down in Warren, too, so I get to see the Wisconsin herd pretty good.
Oh, fantastic. Well, if people want to go or want more information, how do they find that out?
They can call me at 715-310-4857, or they can go on to the Clam Lake Junction website, or just stop in the Clam Lake gas station. It's the third year, and it's getting bigger and bigger. You know, it's a weather-related event, but even if it does rain, we still have the tent for the Elk Talk that's going to be going on, and a lot of the crafters and vendors and people doing the swap meet, they also have their own trailer. So rain or shine, it's going to go on, but again, you can call me at 715-310-4857 if you want a space or if you just want to know what time it's going on. And we're having it at the 23rd because they're going to start bugling like they have already this week. And our biologist, Josh, didn't want to have it any earlier because we didn't want to goof up the rut, you know, if we were out walking around with them.
All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sure there are some people who live not too far away who might be interested, and I hope we send a few folks your way for the event.
Well, I sure hope you do. Well, thank you for all the interest, and that, you know, being our third year, I'm just amazed at how much interest has been getting on it.
Well, fantastic. So thank you much. Hope you have a great event.
All right. Thank you.
Rob Sparhawk is the organizer of the third annual Clam Lake Elk Festival. Again, his phone number is 715-310-4857, or if you go on Facebook and look up Clam Lake Junction, or Rob's name, Rob Sparhawk, and he spells his last name Sparhawk, you will find information on this festival coming up on September 23rd, that's a Saturday, right there in Clam Lake. I'm Dan Small, you are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 90. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 64. High of 90 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Upper 80s Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s. Storms continue. Take a look at the extended forecast. 63 Thursday and 71 on Friday. Another look at the short range. High of 90 today. Lows level off around 64 tonight. We should top out at 90 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 71.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Fall hunting seasons are underway with early Canada goose, teal, and mourning dove, which open on September 1st, and others aren't far behind. And safety should be foremost in every hunter's mind. And of course, every new hunter can learn safe hunting practices from a mentor and by taking a hunter education course. And joining us now to talk about hunting safety and hunter education is Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Administrative Warden Mike Weber. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan.
You bet. Now, Wisconsin requires everyone born after January 1st, 1973 to complete the hunter education course before they can hunt on their own or in a situation where they're farther than arm's reach from a mentor, if I've got that right. And that's everybody age 50 and under. So that's been going on for a long time. What is the impact of that legislation? What has it been?
As you know, Dan, the hunter education course really has a very strong history in Wisconsin. The program was initially created in 1967. And since that time, we've had over 20,000 volunteer instructors that have certified over 1 million hunters across the state. And that's been super impactful. I mean, if you look at the data, back in the 1960s, there were years when we had over 200 incidents. This last year, in 2022, we had 12. And that dramatic decline in those incidents is a direct result of the hunter education program and all of the work and dedication that those volunteer instructors do each year.
And you mentioned volunteer, and this is strictly a volunteer program, isn't it? These folks aren't paid.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, our volunteer instructors are the backbone of the program, and they do an awesome job through these classes on a yearly basis, teaching our students safe firearm handling practices, conservation, hunting ethics, and really preparing that next generation of hunters to be safe and ethical when they get out in the woods.
I imagine most of these instructors have been at it for a long time.
Yeah, we've had several instructors that have taught for many years. Obviously, we have a service award recognition, and this year alone, we had a couple of instructors that we recognized for 50 years of service. That is really impressive when somebody's been teaching with the program for that long, because as you know, there's been a lot of changes to the program throughout the years, and their ability to handle those changes, stay with the program, and instruct students in an impactful manner is really great to see.
I would imagine anybody doing something for 50 years, some of these instructors have got to be aging out of the job, so to speak. Are you losing instructors?
Yeah, volunteerism obviously is something we're really focused on. And the hunter education program over the past few years has had a decline in instructors. And obviously that's no different than volunteer fire department, Lions Club. And being as we recognize the trend, we're really getting out there and trying to promote a recruitment effort for new instructors. So one of the main initiatives of the program is to get out there and to get new hunter education instructors on board. Obviously, as we talked about before, you know, they have a direct impact on promoting firearm safety in Wisconsin. And I really encourage folks, if they're interested in becoming an instructor, to go on the DNR website, type in volunteer hunter education instructor, which will kind of list that application form and those requirements to become an instructor. Those minimum requirements to become a regular instructor, you have to be at least 18 years of age or older. You have to have been a graduate of the hunter education program. And then there's a form that you can fill out, a background investigation that's conducted. And then there's two ways to certify. You can either go through, it's basically a one-day course that's put on by a DNR outdoor skills trainer that teaches you how to conduct a course. Those courses typically take about 6 hours. Or you can go through what's called an apprenticeship. And that apprenticeship is you put on two courses with a sponsoring hunter education instructor and kind of get that hands-on experience through that process.
Now, you mentioned that an instructor has to be a graduate of the program. Now, some of us are old enough to have been essentially grandfathered in. Does that mean that somebody who never really took the course but was grandfathered in, they have to take the course themselves?
That's correct. yeah, if they would want to be an instructor, even if they would technically be grandfathered in, you know, and be born before that 1973 date, if they were interested in being an instructor, they would have to take the course and be a graduate of the program. The other thing I'd like to mention, too, which is important for the future generation, is, you know, we mentioned some of those requirements, but we also have a junior instructor program. Juniors have to be a graduate of the hunter education course. They can be under the age of 18, and we really encourage our current instructors that if they're out there, you know, in those courses and they're seeing a student that's really catching on and is doing great for them, don't be afraid to tell those younger folks, too, that we have that program and great opportunity to get that hands-on teaching experience and just working with those DNR programs as well.
How many certified instructors do you have now, do you know?
Currently, right now, we're around 2,500 active volunteer instructors.
Okay, and is that enough to meet the demand?
Every year, we get requests for classes and inquiries from the public throughout the state on wanting more classes and whatnot. And our volunteer instructors, they do a great job, you know, meeting that need. We have many instructors that are hosting multiple classes a year and hosting different types of classes, whether it's traditional in-person course or the internet field day courses. And our instructors, like you said, they're all volunteer and they're putting in a lot of effort. But we realize it is beneficial when we have more instructors, because obviously more instructors means the ability to put on more classes going forward and to have more opportunities to host those.
Do you find people come to you saying, I want to be an instructor, or do you have to actively go out and, I don't know, encourage, recruit, maybe twist an arm?
Yeah, we try not to twist too many arms, but there are quite a few folks that get forwarded to us that whether they're reaching out to the DNR online or sending messages or emails, things like that, that come to us and are interested in the instructors, and we get that all set up. But as a program, too, and one of our initiatives, we're not afraid to go out there either and go to different events, whether it be the state trap shoot, sporting events, just different areas like that, and actively promote the program and to garner some interest that way. So, yeah, I'd say, Dan, it goes both ways for getting new instructors on board.
And before we let you go, how about an elevator pitch to folks who might be out there listening and thinking, maybe I want to do that. Why would you encourage them to look into becoming an instructor?
Besides the impact and promoting safety and keeping folks safe out there in the woods, you know, we talked about the decline in incidents and the impact that has. I think being an instructor is really impactful because of the connection and the engagement you're going to get with your local community. I mean, I hear it all the times from different instructors throughout the state that it's really rewarding and impactful when they get out there and, you know, they're at the gas station or the grocery store and they get approached by a student who is just excited to see them and ask them, hey, do you remember me from class? And I think being that pillar in the community and being the person that's recognized as representing those safe hunting practices and putting on those great courses is a really rewarding experience.
Well, fantastic. Mike, thanks so much for talking with us today. We will be talking with you and possibly some other DNR staff people about hunter safety and some other aspects of the hunting season as we get into hunting season in the next month or month and a half. And we hope that some of our listeners give a serious thought to becoming a hunter ed instructor. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan. I appreciate it.
You bet. Mike Weber is the Hunter Education Administrative Warden for the Wisconsin DNR. And as he mentioned, you can go on the DNR website and just type in volunteer hunter education instructor. You'll get information on the program and how you can sign up if you're interested. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90 plus years and your continued support of our local family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Stand Up to Cancer united leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work. One answered it was a sense of responsibility and purpose. Another said it's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives. Stand Up to Cancer connects the best and the brightest in the field to find new and better treatments for people impacted by cancer. So join this critical effort and help fund life-saving cancer research at standuptocancer.org.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan Fishing Report, sponsored by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store, located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. In this report, along with every report that we record this season, and it's been about a dozen of them so far, will be posted on Dan's Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. The second sponsor this week is Dave's Who's In at 835 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan and on Facebook at Dave's Who's In. And joining us from the water now, he's aboard a boat somewhere in the Sheboygan Harbor area, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch. Well, Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
You bet. Thank you, Dan, and you are correct. I am on the walk fishing salmon here. The fall salmon season is upon us. Fish are coming in close. I'm fishing just inside and outside the Sheboygan Harbor. We call it the Gap area. Nice river water pumping out into the lake right now, and bait fish in here and some nice kings in here as well to be caught.
Now, this is 4 weeks in a row, and that's unusual for us, but it's allowed us to follow the progression of the king salmon, the Chinook, coming from deeper water to staging areas a little offshore, and finally here in the harbor, in the Gap. What are they up to? What's going on?
Yeah, that's why we spoke every week here. I'm just trying to keep everybody informed what's going on Lake Michigan here. And you know, it can change by the day, the minute, or the hour when it comes to fishing, but at least if we talk once a week, I can put folks on fish and let our customers know what's going on as well. We got a really good following on your talk radio show, and that's why we do that. And we followed it up, like you said, with a lot of pictures on our Facebook page. Like this morning, I had all six of my Dumber Dan boats out. Three of them went out deeper. Three stayed in the harbor. George, boat five, got his fan limit. They had a husband-wife combination from Nebraska was out with us. They caught 10, all kings. Very, very nice catch. My other boats that fished the harbor had 6 and 9 fish. The fish are bigger in here. They fight hard. But if you want a few more numbers, the three other boats that went offshore fished 90 foot out to about 140 feet of water straight out of Sheboygan. So not real far to get to them fish either, about a mile and a half, 2 miles out. They caught 12 to 18 fish a boat. A little more on the numbers, but the size was 2, 3, and 4-year-old kings. Three different sizes of fish, anywhere from 6-pound, 7-pound kings up to about 19, 20-pound kings. Some rainbow out there too, a few coho around yet, and some lake trout. So variety offshore, Dan, a couple miles out. And if you want to catch a big one by the harbor area, is pretty much anywhere in Wisconsin, but here we're in Sheboygan, catch a nice king right off the pier, trolling your own boat or on a charter boat.
Well, now, we brought some fish home when I fished with you about a month ago, a month and a half ago now, and I ate the king and the lake trout that I brought home, and gosh, they were good eating, and I had one of those 2-year-old Chinook salmon that was in that 6-7 pound range, and that's perfect for filleting and grilling or broiling, whatever you like to do with them.
Yeah, they are. I mean, that's why, like, the medium to larger size cohos or the smaller 2 and 3 year old kings are perfect for grilling. I mean, the meat's thick enough that, you know, you got to cook them for a few minutes to cook them through, but they're not too thin that they cook up too quick. So a nice chunk of meat, and they grill up very nice. Anything in that 5 to 10, 12 pound range is just perfect for the grill. It really is. And I mean, one fish at 10 pounds will feed, you know, 3-4 people. I mean, it's a lot of meat, you know. And but it's very delicious on the grill, like you mentioned. And we do that quite often here, too. At Dumper Dan's at our store, our customers grill out on our, you know, outside our condos. Very delicious, very good, and fresh is always best.
Now, we are recording this early in the week, as we almost always do. And by the time it airs, and most people will be listening to it on Labor Day weekend, what do you anticipate they will find if they come to fish on this weekend?
I think it'll be fantastic fishing here, Dan. I mean, with the choices I mentioned, you know, if the harbor area is not your gig and, you know, you don't like the boat traffic and constantly turning to stay on fish, you know, close to the harbor, then head offshore and go after them fish. There's going to be boats everywhere Labor Day weekend, and I think a lot of people will catch a lot of fish. I really do. The weather, from what I can see so far, looks pretty good. Usually Labor Day weekend is a good weekend for salmon and trout fishing Lake Michigan, so get on out here and get it done. I mean, you know, we got another month or so left, and once we get into October, you know, it's just about wrapped up for the year. So Labor Day weekend, get on out here, catch some fish wherever you desire.
You said your 6 boats were out this morning, your charter boats, but you are out alone on a private boat. People with smaller boats now can access these fish close to shore.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they're easy to do. And like right now, I'm in, you know, 32 feet of water and, you know, just outside the pierheads here in Sheboygan off Blue Harbor. And you can do that. A boat just went by me. It looks like about a 14-foot aluminum crab, 2 guys in it with a tiller, probably 25 horse. And they got, looks like, 4 lines out. You're allowed 3 lines per person. Just keep an eye on the weather and the wind. Kayaks, too. You see them as well paddling around, trolling out, line out the backs, or canoes. Same thing. And the piers are busy. I mean, North and South Pier have people on it. Like this morning, it was almost elbow to elbow for being during the week, even. People fishing salmon on the pier, too. It's that time of year, the fish are closer to shore. They'll start heading up the rivers, and there's some big fish to be had.
Now, if you're trolling, what are you using this time of year?
Right now, I got J-plugs out. I love J-plug fishing. Number 3 and number 4 J-plugs I run on slide divers. They catch a lot of kings. And then also J-plugs on the downriggers. On the planer boards, or on just monofilament line or 1-color, 2-color lead core with spoons or crankbaits. So crankbaits are good. Thundersticks, Dave Kabooms, Fast Track Rebels, J-plugs, Silver Hordes, Yuck Spoons, Pro Kings, Moonshine Spoons. Spoon plugs, crankbaits, close to shore, good speed, about 2.0 to 2.2, so not real fast, kind of a slower speed, and keep it moving, and yeah, them fish will go after them lures. And good colors usually are, I like green in here, white, a lot of white and silver, green and silver, some orange, but yeah, change it up till you find some baits that catch some fish. You will see fish jumping too. I just saw one right now, probably an 18, 20 pound king just surfaced 30 feet from the boat. It's cool to see this time of year.
Absolutely. I gave you a couple lures when I fished with you, a month or so ago, Al's Goldfish. Have you tried them? Have you caught anything on them?
We tried them a couple times. We tried them that day with you, we didn't have anything on the one we ran. But, yeah, you gave me a orange, the colors I just mentioned, a green, white, silver back, an orange, white, silver back. And I'm going to try them. In fact, I told you I'd try and use them, too, is right off our docks by our charter boats. We have spinning rods in our store, and we cast there, too. And that's a good casting lure, some of them lures. So, yeah, I think they're kind of like a Mr. Champ or a Cleo, you know, the lures you gave me. You know, they're just a bit, I think, better casting lure than maybe trolling lure, but they'll catch fish, absolutely.
Now, our second sponsor this week is Dave's Who's In at 835 Indiana Avenue and on Facebook at Dave's Who's In. What can you tell us about Dave's?
You can walk there from our condos, which is nice. Park the car, walk right across 8th Street and right to Dave's Who's In. We have a lot of things to do there, Dan. Miniature bowling. They have some live entertainment, good jukebox music. They have a lot of pool tables, valley pool tables, dartboards, gambling machines. Big place right on the corner, about a block and a half from my place. So easy walk to get there. Great food, big menu. Corey does a good job cooking, and Dave does a good job bartending. Definitely a place to stop. There's a lot of bar and grills in Sheboygan in our area, and they all have their own unique menu and food. But Dave's got it all. He's got chicken, perch, cod, burgers, and everything. So definitely stop in there if you're in town and check it out if you're hungry.
And he's also got you playing pool for his team, right?
I do. Yeah, I shot for our Tuesday night league last year, and my two buddies and myself and one other guy with four of us. Yeah, we ended up winning the league for Dave, so we brought home the grand championship plaque, which is hanging there, and a bunch of trophies and plaques. So it was good to shoot for Dave again, and we did quite well there. And yeah, it's always fun hanging out with Dave. I've known him for many years and send a lot of people there, and very popular spot.
Well, my son John plays for a bar up in Ashland. Maybe when he's in town again, we'll have to have a little one-on-one match there, best out of three or something.
Sounds good. I'm all in. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, but if you won the league, I don't know. You're the guy to beat, I suppose.
Yeah, we did pretty well. I ended up third place in the whole league as far as individual, but our team took first. And a lot of fun. Good to see some bold faces, friends of mine that were in that league that I haven't seen in a while. And they do darts there. They do pool, miniature bowling, everything. Pool's definitely my game, so I enjoy doing that, especially in the winter.
Yep. Well, now after Labor Day, we've got the rest of the month ahead of us. Do you have openings?
I do. Yeah, I have a little bit open Labor Day weekend yet. We have condos open yet if you need a place to stay. We will be renting them out in the winter. If you need a long-term place to stay, a little bit longer stays in the winter. But as far as the charter boats go, yes, we do have openings. We can't get you out. We are getting quite a few calls yet for fall fishing, which we normally do. A lot of people like to target these fish when they come in, the bigger kings. So give me a call, 920-377-1147, DumperDan.com or our Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. Get on out here and get you on some fish and send you home with some fillets for the grill.
All righty. Well, Dan, we're going to talk to you again next week, and then we're going to give you a week off. Good luck out there. Watch for other boats. You're all alone in that boat, so you got to do everything. Talk to me, set your lines, net fish, and steer, right?
Yeah, it has autopilot, so it kind of steers itself, but it's fun to catch one by yourself when you got to net them and reel them in. It's exciting, let me tell you. I like it. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Dan, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
You bet. I'll be here. Thanks a lot, Dan. Have a good Labor Day weekend.
Absolutely. You too. Dan Welsh with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report from Sheboygan. His website, DumperDan.com. His Facebook page, DumperDan Sport Fishing Charters. And also this week brought to you by Dave's Who's In, 835 Indiana Avenue, right around the corner from Dumper Dan's, and on Facebook at Dave's Who's In. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Peden Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-pedenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peden Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you-
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN. RGS.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. Make a difference. Become a CNA. Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting mid-September 2023. The nurse aide courses consist of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion of your training, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on employment commitment and employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee owned and is a 92-bed skilled nursing facility, which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab stays and long-term care. Reserve your spot now. Deadline to register is September 8th. For more details and to register now, apply on Indeed or the Nurses Aid student email. That's Tawny M at parkmanor.com. T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M at parkmanorwi.com or call 715-762-2449.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And Cedar Lake Sales is taking storage reservations now for this upcoming winter season. And it's first come, first serve. Contact them to make sure that you get a spot. Check out Cedar Lake Sales website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, Performance Camo Wear, at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com. By Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of Outdoors Radio and of duck hunters everywhere. To learn more about the world's leader in wetlands conservation, visit ducks.org. And brought to you by Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. We are currently working on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show for this fall, but our past shows from the last several years are all archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
We've got this radio show online for you to download, take with you in a couple of different places. Go to lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page, and you can download the show and listen at your leisure. You can also find it on the Outdoor News website. Go to outdoornews.com/podcasts and download it there. You can find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me across social media at Hardwater Jeff.
Well, coming up soon, September 15th is the deadline for eligible hunters who want to participate in the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities to contact and confirm their location with a hunt sponsor. So if you've got somebody in mind whose land you want to hunt on and you are eligible, contact them by September 15th. For more information, you can go on the DNR website and type in the keywords Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities. Well, you heard about Elk Fest. There's a lot going on Saturday, September 23rd. And if you did not get Rob's phone number, as Jeff mentioned, you can listen to the show, slow it down, and write it down. I'll give it to you one more time, 715-310-4857. He's on Facebook as well, and he's looking for shed antlers that he can put out like Easter eggs for the kids to find. Also, in Burnett County, the second annual Jim Jordan Fest, celebrating the former world record whitetail buck taken by Jim Jordan near Danbury, Wisconsin in 1914. That event starts at 10 a.m. on the 23rd. And also on the 23rd, Warren Nelson and friends are performing at the Harborview Event Center in Washburn at 7:30. For more info and ticket information, go to his website, warrennelson.com. The DNR tells us they'd like help monitoring elk this fall. If you see an elk when you're hunting or out hiking or just viewing the colors, you can go to the DNR's website and type in large mammal observation information, and it'll tell you how you can report that. Well, I want to thank everybody who entered the drawing for tickets to see Charlie Behrens live at the Westby Performing Arts Center this weekend. That show and several others are sold out, but there are tickets available for many of the other venues. And I'll be joining ticket winners Daffy Bina and Gerard Hellenbrand and their guests to enjoy Charlie's performance in Westby. Well, Jeff, anything else we want to share with folks?
We're going to get into a fall season where we're going to have a lot of people out there. So just, you know, be kind to one another. There's going to be people on the water, in the woods. I'm looking forward to it myself, but be kind to one another.
Good message. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this Labor Day weekend. Be kind and stay safe out there, and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Let's get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll
FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today.